This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Britain and the United States are condemning what they said were a litany of malicious cyber attacks orchestrated by Russian military intelligence. At a news conference, Assistant Attorney General John Demmer says the alleged Russian military hackers released a computer worm that shut down systems and endangered innocent people all the way from Ukraine to here in the United States in the state of Pennsylvania.
Conspirators designed the malware to spread with devastating and indiscriminate alacrity, bringing down entire networks in seconds and searching for remote computer connections through which to attack additional innocent victims, all without hope of recovery or repair.
Britain and the U.S. said yesterday that the hackers were involved in other attacks, such as the hack of the 2018 Winter Olympics opening ceremony in South Korea. Meanwhile, Japan's chief government spokesman reacted Tuesday, saying that the malicious cyber attacks cannot be overlooked and the country will proceed with anti-cyber attack measures to make sure the Tokyo Olympics succeed. The games were originally set for this year but postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Russia said today it was ready to offer the United States a mutual one-year freeze on the number of nuclear warheads held by both countries in order to extend a landmark arms reduction deal due to expire next year. Russian President Vladimir Putin last week proposed extending by 1 year the New START treaty, which is due to expire in February of 2021. The White House described the proposal as a non-starter unless accompanied by a freeze on the number of nuclear warheads. Wasting no time, the U.S. Senate is on track to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court by next Monday. Republicans are charging toward a rare weekend session in order to push past procedural steps and install Donald Trump's pick before Election Day. This is VOA News. The Department of Justice is using aggressive tactics against those it has charged in the civil unrest over racism. Well, those people have been portrayed by President Trump as violent left-wing radicals. The Republican president has used the protest to try to scare white suburban voters into re-electing him. But an Associated Press review of thousands of pages of court documents from the more than 300 federal arrests made nationwide shows that very few of those charged appear to be affiliated with any highly organized extremist groups. Many are young suburban adults with little criminal history from the very neighborhoods that President Trump vows to protect. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state will not allow any distribution of coronavirus vaccines in the state until it is reviewed by the state's own panel of experts. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this.
Could be a delay for Californians because Governor Gavin Newsom is requiring a safety review.
Of course, we don't take anyone's word for it. We will do our own independently reviewed process.
And the Democratic governor has named a panel of experts.
11 individuals, experts in their field. These are top health experts that will independently review any FDA-approved vaccines.
Newsom says the state will wait for its own review, regardless of which candidate wins the presidential election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The governor's pledge raises the possibility that California residents might not receive a vaccine as distribution begins in other states. A number of fishing crews who flew into New Zealand on chartered planes have the coronavirus. Health officials said today that 11 have tested positive so far, and another 14 cases are being investigated. The crew members have been quarantined at a Christchurch hotel since they arrived and tested positive during routine testing. The news could deal a blow to New Zealand's efforts to restart its fishing industry. Bolivia appears to be shifting sharply away from the conservative policies of the U.S.-backed interim government that took power last year after leftist President Evo Morales resigned and fled the country. Morales' party is claiming victory in Sunday's presidential election, and the leading rival to his handpicked successor conceded defeat on Monday, as did interim President Jeanine Añez. Officials aren't releasing a quick count of results from Sunday's vote, but two independent samples of selected polling places give Arce a lead well beyond what he needs in order to avoid a runoff. And Tropical Storm Epsilon has strengthened in the Central Atlantic, the latest in what has been a very active hurricane season. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.